The NPP has attributed the massive depreciation of the city to the lack of confidence under the Mills administration. The party mentioned corruption, indecent haste to pay controversial judgment debts, poor governance and fiscal excesses as some contributing factors. These, according to the NPP, have exposed the ineffective management of the economy by the government. The chairman of the NPP economic team and former Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Yao Osafomafu, said this at a news conference in Accra. Bubu Klinogo reports.
At his first media briefing, the newly constituted Economic Committee of the NPP focused on the state of the national currency, the Ghana cedi. The party is alarmed that between December 2008 and June this year, the value of the cedi relative to the dollar has fallen by a whopping 77.3%. The MPP argues that the depreciation of the cedi has compelled the central bank to draw down Ghana's international reserves from $5.4 billion to $4.6 billion equivalent to an import cover for only 2.5 months.
This rapidly depreciating currency also has a very negative effect on the government itself. Government operations are negatively affected. Government will have to find additional money to pay for its dollar-denominated obligations, such as payments of principal and interest on loans. This additional unbudgeted expenditure will have to be financed through domestic borrowing, which cuts out the private sector. An adverse effect of the depreciation city is that for the Bank of Ghana to draw down on Ghana's international reserves from $5.4 billion to $4.6 billion to an import cover of only 2.5. This situation is an environment which undermines our currency. Indeed, the government promising to solve the problem within 1 month when it started was announced on there that nobody should worry. Within 1 month, that is the gift would be related, if any, the impetus act swiftly within the period. This immediately eroded even our currency. These kinds of information and subsequent panic reaction of government give signals to the business community, among others, that all is not well.
The committee described government response to the current rapid depreciation of the cedi as ill thought out and not properly calibrated. It is particularly worried over the introduction of fees on foreign exchange deposit account and calls on the central bank to immediately withdraw the directive. Other members of the MPP Economic Committee include Professor Jan Bafo, Dr. Kotose, Dr. Kunedu Apraku, Isaac Ose, Ajiman Menu, Dominic Intiwu, and Kweku Kwating. The committee is tasked to promote and defend the economic policies of the party under Nana Akufo-Addo and Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia.
Bubu Klinogu's report.